answer prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Please take your seat, put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Make it louder, my breakthrough time. Please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies, and yours shall be the next in Jesus' name. Number one, marital settlement via kingdom stewardship. I joined this commission in 2009 as a student. And in 2016, after my National Youth Service Program, I believed God for marital settlement. Meanwhile, in 2016, I was informed that a woman of God came to pray in our compound, and then she said something was done against me getting married. When I heard this, my spirit reacted, and I refused to obey the instruction. However, I choose to keep serving God for my settlement. In 2017, I had three proposals, but they were all canceled without any reason. At a point, it looked as if their prophecy was true, but I kept serving God and following instructions from this commission. Lo and behold, against the will of my enemies, on the 4th January 2020, I got married to a pastor in this church. That same year, in December 2020, God blessed her with a son. Like that one leper, I returned all the glory to God for liberating me. We can do better for Jesus. To him alone be all the glory. The testifier is Chinenno Emmanuel Andrew. Shall we celebrate Jesus the more? Number two, divine settlement. I joined this commission in 2012, but prior to that time, we were beaten and battered. After asking God to show us where to serve him, the Holy Ghost directed my feet to Canaan land. Immediately we joined this commission, we began to see breakthroughs as God began to touch our lives. We believed God for a child, and during one of the covenant days of fruitfulness in 2012, Papa declared that sperm doesn't make children, but God is the one that created them. That word hit my wife and I like never before. Papa also asked, "How many children do you want?" And my wife said, "Two." In August 2013, my wife took in, and during the scan, two babies were revealed. A big hand for Jesus. In August 2013, my wife took in, and during the scan, the two babies were revealed. By May 2014, she was delivered of two bouncing baby girls. We also asked God to give us our own home, and in 2014, God laid it in my heart to buy 20 pieces of plastic chairs for my zone. I bought the chairs and God gave us a piece of land. By 2015, when the Wonder Double prophetic agenda was declared, we obeyed, and same year, we built our house. A big hand for Jesus. By May 2017, we packed into our own house. We returned all the glory to the God of this commission. Praise the Lord. Mr. and Mrs. Kisley will be the testifiers. Shall we rise to our feet this morning with a big hand for Jesus for this amazing act of God in our midst?
Shall we lift our hands to heaven this morning? And let's give quality thanks unto God right now from the depth of our hearts. Give him the praise that is due unto his name. Let your voice be heard on high right now as you are giving glory unto God, as you are giving honor unto his name, as you are celebrating the faithfulness of our God. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Lord, we say thank you. We bless your name. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. For this marvelous acts in our midst, we say thank you. Are you giving quality thanks to God? Appreciate him. Those testimonies can only be God. They can only be God. Supernatural transformation. It can only be God. breaking of marital siege, it can only be God. Miracle conception and delivery, it can only be God. Breakthroughs on every side can only be God. Are you giving him thanks? Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all praise. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come today to thank you for all that you have done for us. The testimonies that we have heard, they are the evidence of your hand at work in our midst. And for it, we give you all the praise. Lord, right now, we ask of you that you will speak to us again today. Let your word transform us. And let your word change us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Our line of exhortation for this week has been engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. Engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. A prophecy is a declaration of divine intention. It is God speaking forth that which he intends to do. So prophecies are words. And it's important for us to understand that the greatest instrument of transformation are divine words. God utilizes his word to establish change. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. The instrument with which God establishes change are his words. The Bible says in Romans 12 and verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if we are going to see change, it is installed or enforced by God's word. It is receiving God's word that begins to trigger man's change. So the starting point of transformation is the reception of God's word. But the catalyst for transformation is the release of man's thanks. In response to God's word, God requires man's thanks. Our offering of appreciation is what secures God's hand for transformation. Whatever God says with his mouth, it will always take his hand to perform. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15, the Bible tells us there, he said, that which he spake with his mouth to David my father, with his hand he has fulfilled it. So with the mouth, God speaks forth what he intends to do. With the heart, man receives what God has spoken forth. But with the mouth, man releases gratitude back to God. And with God's hand, God performs what he has spoken. So there must be an exchange. God releases his word. Man receives it with his heart and offers thanks back to God. And God performs it with his hand. Until there is the offering of gratitude to God, there is not the release of God's performance towards man. That's why the Bible makes us to understand very clearly in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. It said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36, we are told there that after you have done the will of God, you then may be able to receive the promise. So the manifestation of God's declaration only answers after man offers appreciation. It is thanksgiving, therefore, that is the catalyst for securing divine manifestation. I'd like us to understand, therefore, that what we have received from God, in terms of prophetic words are treasures for destiny. But God's expectation, in order to facilitate the performance of those words, is for us to offer appreciation. When our thanks go to God, His hand comes to us. It is our thanksgiving that goes to God that secures His hand coming to us. And when His hand comes in our direction, His word is performed in our direction. My prayer for each one of us today is that God will grant each one of us the grace to sustain a life of thanksgiving. Let's look at a case study from scriptures. And this case study is the case study of Hezekiah. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1 down to verse 5. Many of us are familiar with this scripture. The Bible says that Isaiah was sent forth by the Lord to go to Hezekiah and tell him to put his house in order, because the sickness that he was, you know, confronted with was as it were going to bring him to an end. And the Bible says that Hezekiah turned to the wall, and he began to pray unto God. He offered fervent supplication and laid his case before God. Lord, you know how I have walked before you with a perfect heart, and I've done that which is right in your sight. Why will I be deprived of the residue of my days? He went before God and made his case clear. And a prophetic word came in his direction. He said, go forth and tell Hezekiah. Tell him I've heard his prayer. I've seen his tears. And I will add unto his days 15 more years. The word came as prophecy. But that word required performance. Think of prophecy as intention. So how do we see God's intention turn to God's manifestation? We see what happened here in verse 20 of the same scripture. It says, for the grave cannot praise thee. Let's look at that. It says, the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore will I sing my song. Intention was available, but manifestation was required. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore will I sing my song to the string instrument all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. I've seen that he's ready. I've seen that he said. Therefore, I would then begin to offer appreciation. I've not yet seen the manifestation, but because he has declared his intention, I will start offering appreciation. And we know the story. Within 3 days, Hezekiah was back totally sound because he offered thanks unto God to secure God's hand in his direction. I believe that each one of us have received words from God all through the prophetic feast. God was very, very liberal in spreading his word in our direction. He gave us prophetic pictures. He showed us things to come. He spoke concerning each one of us, declaring all of his intention. We saw the picture of the promised land. We saw ourselves installed in that promised land. He told us he has taken us from the wilderness and brought us into the land flowing with milk and honey. He told us our days will be multiplied as the days of heaven on the earth. He told us we will not eat bread with scarceness. He made us to understand the picture of the reality of this promised land. He has given us words. Now turn to the Lord and give him thanks. It is when we offer gratitude to God that his hand of performance comes in our direction to begin to manifest his word towards us. For each one of us, this promised land shall be manifested practically. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. So it will take our offering of gratitude, going back to him with thanksgiving. That's why we're told in Ephesians 5 verse 20, it tells us there, it says that we are to give thanks. Ephesians 5 20, please. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always. Making sure that gratitude becomes our lifestyle. It is one of the requirements of this new land. We must keep offering thanks unto God. We must keep blessing his holy name. And as we are doing so, we see his hand continue to perform on our behalf. That shall be our experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Beyond that, we also discover that thanksgiving and praise will keep the church of Christ growing. Not only does it decorate our lives, but it keeps the church of Christ growing. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, it says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. So it does not only bring about our decoration, but our multiplication. The church continues to experience growth as we continue to offer thanks. Acts chapter 2 verse 47, it said they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. As we keep praising, he adds to us daily. As we keep offering thanks, he adds to us daily. That is why a praising church is a growing church. A thanksgiving church is an ever advancing church. The more we celebrate God, the more he multiplies us. That's why thanksgiving must remain our lifestyle. We have seen it over the past 40 years. Thanksgiving is a natural tradition of this commission. At every point in time, there's the offering of thanks. We complete a month, we give thanks. We complete an operation, we give thanks. We complete a year, we give thanks. At the end of everything is thanksgiving. And at the beginning of everything is thanksgiving. We see the beginning of every month, we start with praise and thanksgiving. We conclude the month with praise and thanksgiving. Why? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. So by the time you start with thanks and end with thanks, in between the beginning and the end, God fills the gap. And when God fills the gap, good fills the gap. Everything you can imagine begins to occur positively, because between the beginning and the end, the gap is filled by God. And when God is the occupant of the gap, then be sure that that gap is filled with good. That will become our own experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand to heaven? And first of all, just give thanks unto God. Just give thanks unto God for the words that you have received, the prophetic words concerning your own promised land experience. Give thanks unto God. Give thanks unto God. Give thanks unto God. Give glory unto his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Glorify him and honor him. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is registered on high. Appreciate him for the good land, the promised land that he has brought you into. The land flowing with milk and honey, where you are eating bread without scarceness, where you will live in goodly houses. Appreciate him, where your days shall be multiplied as the days of heaven on the earth, where none of us will say, I am sick. Will you give him thanks and appreciate him for this good land, this promised land, this land of plenty, this land of prosperity, this land of serenity? Appreciate him. If you can see yourself there, give him thanks for it. If you can see yourself there, give him thanks for it. Appreciate him. Remember, as you're appreciating him, his hand is coming down in your direction for performance. As you're appreciating him, his hand is coming down in your direction for performance. As you're appreciating him right now, his hand is coming down in your direction for performance. Give glory unto him. Give glory unto him. Give glory unto him. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Give him thanks for those prophetic words that came like rain upon your life. All through the prophetic feast, it kept coming, it kept coming, and now it shall start showing. Will you give him thanks? Appreciate him and celebrate him. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have offered gratitude unto God, begin to experience divine performance. Every one of those descriptions of the promised land shall become your personal experience.
in the name of Jesus Christ, you will never have cause to say you are sick. You will eat bread without scarceness. You will enjoy goodly houses. Your days will be multiplied as the days of heaven on earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there will be no cause for tears. In the name of the Lord Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Another day is here. Another opportunity for blessing. Now speak to the day and make your decrees. Whatever you declare and whatever you decree, God is sure to deliver. Therefore, speak to the day. Speak to the day. Declare the blessing of the day. Decree the blessing of the day. Right now, speak to the day. Right now, speak to the day. Right now, speak to the day. Make sure you are declaring the day is loaded, the day is blessed, the day is packaged for turnarounds. But speak to it. It is what you decree that God will deliver. It is what you declare that God will manifest. Now lift your hand and lift your voice. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. All that you have declared shall be delivered today. In Jesus' precious name. Don't forget, today is Wednesday. We are waiting upon the Lord. We are gathered together in the evening across all of our zones for our midweek service. It shall be a glorious time in God's presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go, and be blessed as you do.